I'll start with a real quick question from Saturday's game. You guys recovered a couple of your own fumbles, both important, both on your own side of the field. In a game with so many big plays, perhaps recoveries like that get overlooked. But do you think that they maybe speak to the toughness that you guys want, that you want your guys to play with?
Especially Julian's. It almost looked like it was 1-on-5.
Well, I mean, I'd say the bottom line on all that is, you know, we got to do a much better job of taking care of the ball. We had, you know, really 4 potential turnovers, 1 interception, and 3 fumbles that, you know, we could have lost. So we just got to do a better job of taking care of all those balls. I mean, yeah, it speaks to the toughness of getting in there and fighting for the ball and all that, but we got a better ball security than that period.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bill, I know you mentioned yesterday that the Colts have been getting pretty good production out of their backs, and it seems like Heron has been more a part of the offense than the last time you saw these guys. I'm just wondering what you've seen from him from watching some of their games recently that's made him pretty effective lately.
Well, I'd say, you know, he's done a great job of running, good balance, good toughness, good vision. Made a lot of extra yards on his own, but I'd say the big thing has been, you know, how involved he's been in the passing game. And that's, you know, that's been huge. I mean, I don't know. He might be like one of their most targeted guys, or second most targets, whatever it is in the playoffs. And he, you know, he's gotten a lot of balls. So I think that's, you know, his role as a, you know, 3-down player, blitz pickup, passing game, and obviously the running game. You know, he's given them a big lift there.
Bill, I'm curious about what you feel Brian Stork has brought to the team, you know, since he got in there in that Kansas City game, and how his potential lack of availability might affect your plans just in terms of the game planning process.
Yeah, I think, you know, Brian has done a good job for us. You know, we finished the game without him last week, and if he wasn't available, then, you know, we'd be in a similar situation this week. Whether it'd be the same or different, I mean, that's, you know, I don't really want to get into that. But if, you know, he's obviously done a good job for us, and he's grown along the way.
Bill, the first time you played Indianapolis on November 16th, it seemed like you did a pretty good job of containing Andrew Luck in the pocket. I think he ran 3 times for 15 yards. Yesterday, Matt Patricia said that was really important because if Luck gets out, he's very hard out of the pocket. He's very hard to bring to the ground. What kind of challenges does Luck present when he is on the move and with his vision downfield?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a 6th receiver. You know, you have to cover. He can run. But again, if he extends the play, then he has the ability to, you know, create big plays, and, you know, we've seen him do that multiple times throughout his career already. You know, the play he made against Denver where he kept the ball on about the 9-10 yard line in the right area and ran it in for a easy touchdown. I mean, it was called back, but, it was an easy touchdown. You know, it's another guy you've got to defend in the running game, in the passing game, in terms of his ability to scramble and make, you know, first down yardage on possession type down. So, you know, he makes good decisions. So he's, you know, all those things are a problem. Having a cover receiver is longer and having to deal with his ability to run for yardage.
Just a quick follow-up, Bill. Is he a little bit like Roethlisberger in terms of his toughness to bring to the ground? I mean, you've got to make sure he's on, you know, wrapped up and brought down.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big, strong guy. It's that runs out of a lot of arm tackles and that type of thing. And, I mean, he's a lot faster than Roethlisberger, so he's, you know, much more of a threat to gain more yardage and gain it quicker. But, yeah, similar, you know, Roethlisberger's, I don't know if, you know, that guy's really hard to tackle. I mean, he's a really strong guy in the pocket. I mean, so is Luck, but. Yeah, they're both a problem.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill, 2 parts. One is actually a follow-up to Mike's question, and it regards the play you referenced in the Denver game that was called back. Has Indianapolis incorporated more zone read with Luck, I mean, straight kind of design running plays involving the quarterback, especially in the red area? Think about it, the Cleveland game. It seems to me, if memory serves, that he might have done the same kind of thing against the Browns.
Yeah, he's done it. I mean, it's not, yeah, we've definitely, you know, seen the play before from them, but I wouldn't say that's like a main part of their offense, you know, like we saw from Miami, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's something that they do, but it's not something you're going to see, you know, 20 times a game like other teams in the league do it like that or more.
And with regards to their offensive line, they're expected to have the same combination for the third straight game. And this will mark the first time since weeks 1 through 3 that they've had the same five on the offensive line. As productive as they've been all season, how impressed are you with the way this combination has protected Luck in particular?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done a good job. And you know, I think a lot of that's you know, function of the game, the way they – you know, the way they play the game, the way they do it. They've run the ball. They've stayed out of long yardage. They've gotten better production out of the running game and more play action and those kind of things. So, you know, I think that's all part of it too. And, you know, when they've had to pass block, then they've done a good job of that.
Great. Thank you.
Morning, Coach. Hey, Coach, Guy, Coach, question about the leadership of the team. You know, you beat them on their home field, and you've got a slight edge in championship game experience. You talk about the leadership of guys like Brady and Devin and Matthew, Dante and Vince, in terms of, you know, how you guys say block out the noise in terms of, you know, getting to the finish line here.
Well, I think, you know, at this point, really, it's just about everybody doing their job. I don't think it really matters how many games you've played or how long you've been here. I mean, some of us have been here a long time. Some of us haven't. But, you know, it's just about everybody, you know, doing their job. And that's, you know, that's really what it is this time of year. I mean, you know, I don't think played Daron Harmon made last week. And, you know, think you had to be a 15-year veteran to make that play. You just have to be a good player and do the right thing at the right time, or, you know, certainly cite many other examples, but it's, you know, guys that have experience, you know, they can draw on that, but, you know, they got to do a good job. I think we've seen plenty of experienced players play well and some not so well, and some guys without experience play real well, and some guys without experience play not so well, you know, and all through the playoffs and every team. So it's really just, you know, about each one of us doing our job, and I don't take anything for granted from anybody. I mean, we, you know,
thanks, Coach.
It's a one-game season.
Thanks.
They got a lot of good players. They got a lot of good coaches. They're working just as hard as we are. You know, we got to find some way to outperform them. That's really, I think that's the message for all of us.
Coach, last week your players talked so much about how focused they were and the job you did in keeping their minds on the task, and how it helped that they were repeatedly reminded that the Ravens had had such success here. How is your challenge a little bit different in that you've had so much success against the Colts? How do you make sure your players don't get overconfident with that?
Well, I'll just go to the question. I mean, I wouldn't say that I agree with all the things that you just said, but that aside, you know, I don't think any game in the past really has much application to this one. It's all about the preparation and performance of the teams this week. So that's really all we're focused on, is how we can play our best football game of the year on Sunday night. That's what it is for all of us. So what happens some other year in some other game, I don't care about it. I don't think it really matters. What matters is, how the teams and how they, all of us, not just the teams, the coaches, all of us, how we perform this week. So that's really all we'll be talking about.
Bill, just after watching the Colts-Broncos game, it just seemed like Vontae Davis had another good game. I know he's had a good season. I just wanted to ask you if there's anything in particular about his game that makes it difficult to defeat him in coverage.
Well, yeah, Davis is a good player. You know, high draft pick by Miami, a guy that we've seen quite a bit of. He's got good length. He can run. He's got good toughness. Tackles well. He's for a corner. He's got a physical style of play. I think he's pretty good at everything. You know, he's a good. Can force the run. Can tackle. Can run and play physical with the big receivers and the deep balls, and has good quickness to match intermediate and underneath routes. And, tackles well. Again, there's not a lot of yardage after the catch. So, he does a good job for him. I mean, really both their corners are, bigger guys, taller too. So they've got good size and good length out there. And they do, mix in some press coverage and some cover two where they roll up on the receivers. But, they do other things too. They're multiple defensively, so you have to be ready for them in different spots. But they have a presence on the perimeter.
Excuse me, Bill. I think CBS was quick to throw a stat up about Andrew Luck's passing yardage in the playoffs, maybe more than anyone else in his first five games. Do you think that has he elevated his game in the postseason, or is it just a continuation of the player he's been since he's gotten there?
On Luck?
Yes, on Luck, yes.
Yeah. Look, he's passed for a lot of yards in a lot of games. So, the guy's a really good quarterback. He can do everything that a top quarterback needs to do. He's got a great arm, throws the ball deep, does reads as well, can make the intermediate throws, has a nice touch on some of the shorter passes and to the backs and things like that. Screens and all those kind of plays. He's mobile. He can run. He can stand in the pocket and shrug off tacklers. He's got good poise, good vision. Handles the team well. He's a smart player in terms of game management and situational football. So I'd say all those things are strength. They're all assets, and he does a good job of all of it. There's a lot of things about his game that are very good and hard to defend.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thank you.